fish mask.
Buy myself a girl and she's a crazy kind of lover. I have made some fun and then I move on to another. I gotta keep on moving, baby. Keep on moving along. I'm the kind of fella who just likes to love and leave her. I can't help it if I leave and all I do is breathe her. I gotta keep on moving, baby. Keep on moving along. Gotta keep on moving, baby. I gotta keep on moving, baby. I gotta keep on moving, baby. Keep on moving along. I will find a girl I wanna keep for my true lover. When she comes along, I'll never change her for. Till then I keep on moving, baby. I gotta keep on moving, baby. Till then I keep on moving, baby. Keep on moving along.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And you just heard right there the Stags with Out of Our Tree, a cover of the Fabulous Wailers. And this is actually from the recently reissued Live from the Grooveyard record on the Neptune record label from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This record was originally issued in the mid-60s as a double album. I've been trying for years to get a hold of it, so thank you so much, Neptune Records, for the reissue. And to begin the show, we played The Game from London, England, 1966. Coming up today on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with Christian Rocker's Evanescence. And to prepare you for Christian Rocker's Evanescence, or maybe ex-Christian Rocker's Evanescence, I'm going to be playing perhaps the most demented, bizarre, weird, I don't know, in my opinion, ventriloquist record you've ever heard. I guess ventriloquist records are pretty weird to begin with, but this particular one is this off the hook. It's called Here's Joey with Phyllis Bernard. So we're going to get you as a Christian ventriloquist record, if you can take that all in at once. That's to prepare you for Evanescence coming up on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. So here we go. Here's Joey with Phyllis Bernard.
And now, here's Joey.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm David Bernard, and I'd like to introduce Phyllis.
Hello, boys and girls. And I want to introduce my friend to you, Joey. Joey, I want you to say hi to the boys and girls.
Hello, girls!
No, no, now, Joey, you forgot to say hello to the boys. Don't you like the boys?
Oh, I like the boys.
That's good.
Because I love the girls.
Oh, I see. You love the girls. Now, listen, there might be boys listening that'll get their feelings hurt. Now, you say hi to the boys and the girls.
Okay, okay. Hello, boys and girls.
That's a lot better. Now, Joey, do you go to Sunday school?
Of course I do, every Sunday.
Oh, that's great. And do you read your Bible?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you should be able to answer some Bible questions.
Of course I can. I know, dummy.
All right. Then tell me, who created the world?
Oh, that's a real easy one.
All right, then you tell me who did. Well, what are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Okay, well, come on now. Who created the world?
I know.
All right, who was it?
Christopher Columbus.
Oh, no, that's not right, Joey. The Bible says God created the world. Christopher Columbus, he discovered America.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that all mixed up.
I guess you did. Now, here's another one. Maybe you can answer this one.
Okay. What is it?
How did John the Baptist die? Now, that's a very easy question.
Oh, of course it is. I know the answer to that.
All right. What's the answer? Now, how did John the Baptist die?
I know. Of a heart attack.
A heart attack? No, Joey, that isn't right. He got his head chopped off.
His head chopped off.
That's right. Oh, Joey, now what am I going to do with you? All right, I'll give you one more chance.
Oh, goody, one more chance.
And if you get this right, I'll give you a piece of candy.
Oh, I like candy, so I'm going to get this one right.
All right, and this is a very easy one. This is a Bible story you hear all the time in Sunday school.
Okay, hurry, I can hardly wait.
All right. Who was thrown in the lion's den?
Oh, that's very, very easy.
All right, very easy. Then you tell me.
It was, I know. It was Tarzan!
No, it wasn't Tarzan.
That's what I saw on television.
That's what I thought. You've been watching your television and not reading your Bible. The Bible says that Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, not Tarzan.
Oh, I always get those two mixed up.
Well, that's really something. Well, I think that we need to send you back to Sunday school, and you need to listen to your Sunday school teacher.
Well, okay, I'll try harder.
All right, you promise me you will try harder?
I promise I will try harder.
All right, that's very good. Joey, I want you to sing a song for the boys and girls.
Oh, I like to sing.
Oh, that's very good. Well, what are you going to sing for them?
I'm going to sing This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay, you go right ahead and sing now.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let Satan pull it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan pull it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
I wonder where Joey is. I haven't seen him for a few minutes.
Here I am. Here I am.
Oh, Joey? Why, Joey, you look sad.
I'm very sad.
Why are you so sad?
Somebody stole my $2.
You don't say.
That's right, and boy, you wait till I get my hands on them. I'm gonna wring their neck.
Well, now, Joey, let's not be too hasty. Have you looked everywhere for your $2?
Yes, I have. I looked all over my room.
Well, tell me the story. What happened?
Well, you see, I had $2, and I worked very hard to get that $2. And I put it on my dresser last night, and when I got up this morning, it was gone, and somebody stole it.
Now, wait a minute, Joey. You had $2. You put it on your dresser, and this morning it's gone.
That's right, and somebody stole it.
Well, Joey, did you look behind the dresser?
Yes, I did. I looked everywhere.
You looked inside the dresser?
Yes, sir, everywhere.
And you looked underneath the dresser?
Yes, I did.
And it wasn't there?
No.
Well, Joey, this is very, very strange, and I don't know what happened to it, and I'm sure everybody around here is very honest.
Well, okay, okay. Hey, that's a nice-looking tie you got on there.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Joey.
By the way, is that a new tie?
Well, yes, it is. It is a new tie. I just got it today.
And how much did it cost?
Well, it cost me
$2. $2! I knew it! I knew it! You did it! You did it!
Oh, no, wait a minute, Joey.
How could you do that to me?
Joey, now don't be accusing me of stealing your $2.
Well, you got the evidence on your neck.
Now, that's only a coincidence that you lost $2 and my new tie cost $2.
Yeah, that's a funny coincidence, too.
But I think it's very serious that you go around falsely accusing people.
Well, you know, it looks pretty strange. It looks pretty strange.
Well, I admit it might look strange, but the Bible says that we are not to falsely accuse people.
Well, it looks like you're the one that did it. I think you did it.
No, Joey, just a minute.
What's the matter?
What's that down inside your coat? You know how the lining? It looks like the lining is torn loose on your coat.
I don't know.
I see something sticking out the... Wait, there it is.
What is it?
$2 $1 bills.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm in trouble.
You certainly are. All the time that $2 was stuck inside the lining of your coat.
Oh, my.
And you've been accusing everybody around here of stealing your $2.
Oh, boy, I'm in trouble. I'm getting out of here.
Yes, you certainly are. And this ought to teach you a lesson.
And do I have to tell you I'm sorry?
You certainly do.
But that's very hard to do, you know.
The Bible says that we have to do this once in a while. We have to admit that we were wrong, and we have to repent.
Well, okay, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
All right. Well, I forgive you.
Joey, why don't you sing another song for the boys and girls?
Oh, I'd like to do that.
Well, what are you going to sing for us?
Jesus loves the little children of the streets.
Of the streets? Don't you mean Jesus loves the little children of the world?
Well, he loves the little children of the streets, too.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess I haven't heard that song before. All right, you go ahead and sing it for us.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the streets, English, Irish, Dutch, and Jew, and the good American, too. Jesus loves the little children of the streets.
Joey, I heard that your teacher was in one of our church services the other night.
Oh, yes, she was.
Well, which one was she?
Well, you remember that real good-looking girl with the long blonde hair and the big blue eyes sitting on the back row?
Yes, was that her?
No, she was the ugly one sitting next to her.
Oh, well, Joey, I happen to know that your teacher isn't ugly. In fact, I ran into her on the street the other day.
Why don't you learn how to drive?
I wasn't driving, I was walking.
Why don't you know where you're going?
Well, that's beside the point. In fact, your teacher said something about your school report card.
Oh, it sure is a nice day today.
Don't try and change the subject. I haven't seen your school report card as yet, you know.
And you don't want to see it either.
Yes, I do. I want to see if you've been a good boy in school and if you're getting good grades.
Boy, it's a nice day.
Now, where is that school report card of yours?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. What's that sticking out of your pocket down
there?
Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Don't you dare take that.
Boys and girls, here's Joey's report card.
Please don't read it, please.
Oh, Joey, it says here that in spelling you got a C.
Ooh.
Joey, it says in history you got a D.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And listen to this, boys and girls. It says in reading, Joey got an F.
Oh, boy.
Joey, how could you make such terrible grades?
Oh, it was real easy.
I don't think you were trying.
Oh, I know I was trying. Yes, I was.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this down at the bottom of your report? It says Joey was absent one half day from school.
Oh, you'll never delete it.
Well, you try me now. What is this all about, absent one half day from school? Joey, did you play hooky?
No, sirree. I don't know how to play that game.
Now, you know very well what I'm talking about. Now, what is this, absent one half day from school?
Well, okay, you asked for it.
All right.
You see, it was wintertime.
Yes.
And the days are shorter.
Yes.
And one day was so short, it was only a half a day.
Oh, Joey. I don't believe that.
I told you wouldn't.
Well, let's get down to the point now. And your teacher also said something about a rotten egg.
Boy, she's got a big mouth.
Now, what is this story about a rotten egg? Tell me what happened, Joey.
Well, you see, I was sitting at my desk, mm-hmm. and I was minding my own business.
I doubt that.
Yes, I was.
Yes.
And suddenly there was a rotten egg on my desk.
You mean just out of nowhere, an egg appeared on your desk?
Yes, sir.
I see.
And the teacher said to give it to her.
And what did you do?
I let her have it.
Oh, no, Joey, you did it. Well, what's so funny?
Well, the yolk was on her.
Joey, you can find more things to laugh about, but I want to get to the bottom of this story now, Joey. I want to get to the bottom of this story now. What did your teacher do after that?
Well, she was pretty mad.
I imagine she was.
And she grabbed my shoulders.
Yes.
And she grabbed my ears.
Well, hurry up now. I want to get to the bottom of this story.
And she kicked me.
Well, where did she kick you?
You're at the bottom of things now.
Joey, that is the worst story of a school report that I've ever heard, and I know that the boys and girls listening in get better grades than that, and they're better students than what you are. Joey,
Joey, you're such a wonderful singer. Do you mind if I would join you and we could sing a duet together?
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
That's good. Let's sing the special song, I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now.
Oh, I like that one.
Now, are you in good voice?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's hear the music. I'll start it out, and then you help me on the chorus. I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I had a lot of heartaches. I had a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down.
That's good, that's good.
And there I would say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Are you in good voice now, Joey?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your note. Me, 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 me.
You, 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 you.
No, no, no. You've got it wrong, Joey. Me, me, me is a musical term.
Oh, I see.
You know, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Oh, I get it, I get it.
All right. So we start out, me, 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 me.
You, 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 you.
No, no.
But just, I like to say you.
Yes, I know, but let's just sing the song. Are you ready now? Well.
Well.
Good. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gonna make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, the worldly fame. It could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in the world that could ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold could never buy a blessing from above. When my soul needs a healing and I began to feel in his power, I can say thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Come on, Joey, sing it with me. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gonna make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, the worldly fame. If could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Who are you?
My name is Amy, and I play in a band.
Amy Lee of FNS?
Evanescence.
Evanescence. Now, Amy, you are from Arkansas, aren't you?
I'm from all over the states, but I went to high school in Arkansas, so yes, that's where my family still lives.
I wanted to give you a gift here. I'm not sure if you already have it, but this is a CD by a band called The Gossip from Arkansas. Are you aware of these guys?
I've never heard of them.
They have a record here called Arkansas Heat, but they're from Arkansas, another Arkansas band, yes?
Wow.
And I wanted to ask you, Amy, these are some of the lyrics here that The Gossip has. They have a song called Arkansas Heat, and I was wondering, since you're from Arkansas, if you could tell me what you think about it. Got my whole town sweating me. Got the heat and got the humidity.
Is that real?
That's what they're saying. And it's a wonder we're alive. Wow. Tell the preacher in case he asks, we ain't never coming back.
Wow.
So how did The Gossip do summarizing Arkansas?
You know, it is very hot and there are a lot of preachers. So I think that's probably a good representation of Arkansas. I'm not going to ever go back and live there, so.
And you are Amy of?
Evanescence.
Because I guess I was thinking a bit about Arkansas. Like, what's it like, you know, we're here in the back streets of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What's it like in the back streets of Arkansas? Don't they have, like, the world's best yogurt company out of there? Like, aren't the headquarters there? Can you tell me about that?
Actually, TCBY is like, the biggest building downtown is the TCBY building. That's true. It's good if you like, you know, TCBY. It's like normal frozen yogurt.
Would you ever get a sponsorship from them? Because that'd be pretty cool, supporting the hometown.
Wow. I don't know. I haven't done much supporting my hometown, actually. I've had a few hometowns, and I guess, I don't know, Little Rock's not that much to be proud of.
Well, Amy Lee of Evanescence, how about your father? He worked at a radio station, like 106.3, right?
Yeah, actually. He still works in Little Rock at the radio station, but not that one. He's moved around to a lot of stations. He's at 101.1 now.
Now, I'm fascinated because I bet he's been involved a long time. Was he ever involved mentoring anybody like Tammy Wynette or, you know, anybody like that?
No. My dad was in a band, actually, for a while in the 70s called the Hard Luck Band. And they, like, toured around California and were rebels, you know, and, you know, got pregnant and I came out, so they stopped having a band.
Where did you come out?
I don't want to talk about it. It's against my religion.
California.
You heard. Yeah, actually, yeah, I was born in California.
I was wondering, Amy Lee, of...
Evanescence.
Of Evanescence. You bonded with your former collaborator, Ben, over a Meatloaf song? A Meatloaf song.
That's the tale. I played a lot more than Meatloaf, but, you know, that's what he remembered. I guess he didn't, you know, filter through all the Beethoven and Mozart that I was playing, so he heard Meatloaf.
What I thought was really cool about that, it was out of Bat Out of Hell 2. It was Bat Out of Hell 2. It was I Will...
I Would Do Anything for Love, yes.
I was trying to get you to sing it. Yeah.
I would do anything for love.
So that was really cool. Like, Meatloaf had a bit of a comeback, Bat Out of Hell 2. Do you remember Peter Frampton? Frampton Comes Alive?
I do, actually. I don't know much about these people. You're going to have to be careful because I didn't even have that album.
Well, actually, I think you know what happened. He did Frampton Comes Alive 2, and what happened?
I have never even heard of it.
It bombed, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
But Meatloaf did Bat Out of Hell 2, and it brought about Evanescence.
Well, you know what? It did? That's really sad. That's really, really sad that we owe our success to Meatloaf.
Amy Lee of Evanescence, experimental music. Are you down with that? A new record might be coming up. How experimental are you going to get?
I think experiment is good and important, and it's important for maturity and growing up. And yes, I'm talking about music. I think that we're going to be really experimental. At the same time, though, you know, we're the same band, so we're not going to fly off the handle and make a weird record that nobody likes.
I guess what I'm wondering is, how wild would you get Amy Lee of Evanescence?
I'd say there are no boundaries.
Okay, here we go. A quote from the Arkansas Democratic...
Gazette.
Gazette. And this is Amy Lee and C...
There.
Amy Lee and Seether. At this point, it seems the Evanescent singer could gargle in a shower, slap it on a CD, and sell a couple thousand copies.
A couple thousand? I think I could sell a few thousand.
Yeah, so what I'm wondering is, when's the CD coming out? Amy gargling in the shower. That'd be amazing.
See, that's the thing. I would rather, honestly, take 2 years to write the record and have it be something a lot better than gargling on a CD. I mean, I could put one out now, but I mean, I think that's a really lame cop-out. I'd rather make a great album no matter how long it takes.
But would you venture, like Lou Reed did Metal Machine Music, where it was all like noise? Would you do the gargling? I mean, the Gazette here is alluding to that, Amy Lee of Evanescence.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I want to make it different, but I still want to like it, you know? I don't think I would like that very much.
And you were Amy Lee of...
Evanescence.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And thank you. You're starting your tour here in Vancouver.
Yes, we are. This is the first show tonight, so there's going to probably be plenty of mistakes and hilarious technical difficulties. So enjoy.
You know what's wild? Guns N' Roses also started their tour here in Vancouver.
Really?
And what are the Guns N' Roses Evanescence connections, or Amy Lee of Evanescence?
What are our connections? With me, with them? We were supposed to open for them a couple of times in Europe, and they canceled, so we got a better slot.
Baboom!
All right!
That's pretty good, but actually, on your record, you have Josh...
Oh, Josh Fries.
Josh Fries drummed on your record, and he also did some drumming for Guns N'
Roses, and Perfect Circle, and Seether, and a million bands. He's like a session drummer. He does it for everybody.
Well, I think it's amazing, though, there's a bit of a connection there, and this is a pretty wild one. Are you aware of Charles Manson at all, Amy Lee of Evanescence?
I'm aware of him. Of course I am.
He has a song called Arkansas. Have you heard that song?
No.
He actually has a song called Arkansas, and further to that, of course, Guns N' Roses covered a Marilyn Manson song, and the Nine Inch Nails actually recorded in a Sharon Tate house.
Okay, all this is about a song called Arkansas? That I've never heard?
No, it's about Charles Manson.
Oh, yes. Okay. I missed the connection.
I was trying to connect Guns N' Roses to Evanescence to Nine Inch Nails.
I got it. I was influenced by Nine Inch Nails, so there's a real connection there.
Exactly. And now I'm going to hip flip a bit over, Amy
Lee, Evanescence.
Of Evanescence. I'm going to kick a bit to New Orleans. You love, now you know where we're going, because I guess Trent Reznor and Anne Rice are kind of nearby neighbors.
Gotcha.
You love the Rice, don't you?
Absolutely, I do.
Now, why do you love Anne Rice? Why do you love the Anne Rice, Amy Lee, of Evanescence?
I love Anne Rice because she's dark and scary, but at the same time, she's a woman, so it's always hot. It's always like a good, hot, interesting book. You're like, ooh. So I have some kind of creepy, kinky romance in there as well. So,
are you into her voodoo at all?
Are you going to connect this to France?
I'm not going to connect it to France, but are you going to France?
I was in France, and someone pulled out my hair for voodoo, actually.
Oh, I guess I was wondering, Amy Lee, what the voodoo, it's a reverse voodoo. Like, if this was you, what says made in China, but it could be, how can you tell if it is real?
I have no idea. I've never seen one, but I think, you know...
if this is you, and this is, can you do reverse voodoo? Like, could you pull the pins out, and then everything will be okay?
I don't know. Should I try it?
Yeah, let's see if things get better.
Okay. I've had kind of a headache. I feel the same. I do. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's totally working. It's a miracle. Oh, ow, this hurts. No, see, I don't know. I don't believe in it. So the guy pulled my hair out. He didn't ask. Well, he did. I said no.
He pulled your hair out?
Yeah. He was like, hey, can I have a piece of your hair for voodoo? And I was like, no. And he's like, okay, and like ran off. And then he came back and he's like, hey, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, okay. So he puts his arm around me and he's like, okay, cool. And like pulled out my hair. I was like, ah, ha, 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 and run away. So
he actually grabbed the hair.
He pulled it out of my head.
Wow, and is he at least going to mail you the doll, or is he able to see a pic? I mean, he should at least send you that.
I don't understand. If he was a fan, why would he want to hurt me? Maybe there's good voodoo, too. Maybe he's trying to give me goodness.
Amy Lee of Evanescence, you love the vampires, don't you? You love the vampire movies, don't you?
I do.
I guess what I was wondering, and I wonder a lot, Amy Lee of Evanescence, what do you like, the long-haired vampires or the short-haired vampires?
I'm a long-haired person, but, you know, too long on a guy, you know, is girly. So, it depends. If it's neat and clean, it can be long.
Amy Lee, who's your favorite lost boy?
That would definitely be Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Corey Feldman.
Am I supposed to? You know what? When I was a little girl, I liked Corey Feldman in, what was it? The Goonies, probably, when he was really little, and I was really little, so, yeah, but he grew up, and, you know, it's kind of weird when child actors grow up.
Amy Lee of Evanescence, oh, he's done pretty well, though. He's continued on pretty well, though, you know, doing all that surreal life and everything. Have you seen any of those?
And the rehab and everything else and the jail time, so.
Hopefully you'll be avoiding it all, because you're Amy Lee of...
Evanescence.
And winding up for Amy Lee of Evanescence, what about Keanu Reeves? What did you like better, The Watcher, the movie The Watcher, or Dracula?
Come on. Dracula, gee. But Keanu Reeves was... He didn't belong in any of those movies. What the hell? He didn't belong in The Matrix either.
Amy,
I can't even imitate him. Just like, whoa.
Amy, is it true that you're moving to Seattle soon? I heard you might eventually settle in Seattle.
I want to. I really like Seattle, and I really like Portland, and I really like parts of Canada. So I would love to, but I am not anytime soon. I just bought a house in California.
I got some amazing news for you. There's a band in Seattle called The Dead Vampires.
Oh, I'm moving there right now.
So you got to hook up with them.
I'm going online and looking for a real estate agent today.
Amy Lee of Evanescence, you have a song called My Last...
Breath.
And in it, the lyrics go, I can taste it in your...
tears.
So the question arises regarding vampires, etc. Would you ever drink, or have you ever drunk, human blood, Amy Lee of Evanescence?
A little bit, you know, a little, you know, it's not a big deal, but never, no, I've never, like, cut someone open and be like, ah, and sucked their blood, but somebody has a cut, it's like, ooh, let me, what's that taste like?
You sucked a few cuts?
Yeah.
When was that? Just take me through that, that's more exciting than grabbing your hair.
I don't know, it's not a big deal, I'm not afraid of blood and stuff. I guess some people have a deal with it, like, it's gross, I think it's beautiful.
Amy Lee, are you familiar with the band My Life with the...
No, apparently.
Thrill Kill Cult?
Oh, okay. I guess.
They have a song called Daisy Chain for Satan. And in it, one of the lyrics goes, Christian zombie vampires. What do you think about that concept? What do you think about those lyrics?
I don't know. Is that possible? I'm sure it is.
If you were to write a zombie song, or should I say a vampire song, who would it be about, Amy Lee of Evanescence?
Ooh, who would it be about? I don't know. I've never met a zombie. I don't think I've ever met a vampire, but you can never know. You can never be
sure. You gotta
pick
a vampire, you know?
Like from a movie, you mean?
Well, like, would you do write an original song, or would you do a vampire cover? Any great vampire covers you'd like to do?
I don't know. Maybe about Brad Pitt, an interview with a vampire. He's pretty hot.
And winding up your Amy Lee of...
Evanescence.
Have you heard of the band Striper at all?
Yes, I have.
The Christian metal band Striper. They dress really interestingly, don't they?
I don't remember. How many? That's like the 80s, right? Wasn't that like a long time ago?
There's a rumor floating around that you're going to get them to play a private party, just like Marilyn Manson got Quiet Riot to play a private party.
Wow, I've never been a Stryper fan, ever, in the smallest way. I think they're so lame. So, no, that's false rumor.
So they're not invited then?
Maybe Ben. Maybe that was Ben. That sounds like something he would do, actually.
Amy Lee of Evanescence, one last thing here. Just want a quick...
You said evanescence. I heard that. And you said effervescence earlier, too.
Well, it's so hard to pronounce. I have trouble. I mean, maybe that voodoo doll is me. Maybe.
No, I know.
I'm sorry.
Right in your mouth.
Amy Lee of
Evanescence.
Michelle Branch.
What about her?
She's going to be doing a goth album soon. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yes. What is the world coming to? Michelle Branch versus the goth.
Wow. We'll see. You know? Put them up. We'll go. We'll fight. We'll see who can make the best goth album.
Amy Lee of Evanescence, lastly here I want to ask you, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Anything I want to add to the people out there? People, I think you're good the way you are.
And lastly here, Amy Lee of Evanescence, do you think Marilyn Manson has done enough to end up in hell? Has he done enough? Is he going to end up in hell?
I don't know. I don't know him personally. I'm still not really sure what sends you to hell. So.
Because has he done enough?
We'll see. Well, me. I mean, we only have a few more years. So.
We'll meet you in hell.
See you there.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Amy Lee of Evanescence. Yeah, how'd you do that?
I was right.
Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-loot-do.
Do. Is that right?
Almost do-do-do-loot-do.
Do-do.
Yeah. You're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And you just heard the gossip there with Arkansas Heat. And before that, an interview with another Arkansas artiste, Amy Lee of Evanescence. And before that, a whole side of Here's Joey with Phyllis Bernard, a Christian ventriloquist record. Now, I only played side one. There's a whole nother side to explore of Here's Joey with Phyllis Bernard. Again, Phyllis Bernard is operating, well, let's not, give away anything, but I guess she is kind of in control of Joey. Amazing. Christian ventriloquism at its best. But before I kick into side two of the record, I thought I would play some Canadian classics, i.e. one Canadian classic, i.e. an album by The Crazy People. A few weeks ago, Rob Dayton of Canned Ham, July 4th Toilet, was on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show, and it made me think of all the records that he's brought in, because he's been on my show many times over the years, and one of the records he brought in long ago was an album by The Crazy People. I'm fascinated by this record because it is put out by Condor Music International, 7498 Edmund Street, Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Yes, Condor Music International from Burnaby, 7498 Edmund Street, Burnaby, British Columbia. When Rob brought this record out years ago, we had no idea who was behind it. Maybe Rob did tell me in subsequent visits, but I can't remember. Some people have speculated it was Bill Reiter. However, now we have the internet, and thanks to the internet, we're able to find out, quote, The Crazy People and the album Bedlam is one of those mysterious projects released in the late 60s that has caused many collectors and music experts to speculate and create stories, i.e. Bill Reiter, as to who the band really was and why the album was recorded. What is known about the band is very little, but in fact, they were most likely made up of Canadians. It is known that the album was recorded in Burnaby, British Columbia, in 1968. Again, you can check out 7498 Edmund Street in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. I know people like my good pal Rich Higginson from the Surf Dusters and Rockin' Daddies, who now lives in Campbell River, British Columbia, Canada, checked out that address, and there's nothing there, but it is kind of neat to see maybe what is there now. I mean, like, the record company is gone, but let's see what's there right now. 7498 Edmund Street. It is known that the album was recorded in Burnaby, British Columbia, in 1968, and it was originally released on the small independent Condor label. The main theory is upheld by many musicologists, is that the album is the project... was the project of the eccentric Johnny Kitchen, an expat American who was known to be in BC around the time the album was recorded. And a group of studio musicians also participated from the Burnaby area. One on the original album, all the performers were uncredited. Some of the songwriting credits were given to Kitchen, who was a very prolific songwriter at the time, writing songs for the Crazy People as well as other bands recorded on the Condor label. There is a confirmed connection to another American performer, Wildman Fisher, the always strange acid casualty and L.A.-based performer who recorded with Frank Zappa and released one of the weirdest albums of 1968. With many theories and conjectures, the Bedlam album remains a mystery to this day, despite its current re-release on the Gear Fab label. This, actually, what I'm playing right now, is actually the original vinyl release on the Condor International Music label out of Edmund Street in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Musically, Bedlam is a hodgepodge of weirdness and psychedelic collages, comedy and political satire, in the same vein as such acts as The Mothers of Invention, The Firesign Theater, or The Fugs, mixed with disjointed melodies and 60s exploito sounds. The songs may start off in a groove, then all of a sudden this weird voice will jump in with a mad rambling, sound effects, and a political statement. While half the album is pretty inaccessible, some of the music does shine through the weirdness, and one realizes there is a talent behind this project. Bedlam is a strange trip that would be more at home in the streets of Los Angeles or Greenwich Village than in the conservatism of Western City, Burnaby, B.C. Well, actually, Burnaby has had some wild, crazy things, like Michael J. Fox. How dare these people slam Burnaby? What the hell is going on? One of the strangest albums ever to come out of Canada that still remains a mystery to this day. With the re-release, someone might be able to shed some more light on Bedlam by The Crazy People. So here it is, Bedlam by The Crazy People. And coming up, maybe some more Christian ventriloquist records.
Boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom. We're the crazy people, we're the crazy people.
She gonna come? When's she coming?
Inside my ability. Thank you. with children that are lost or run away, come to sing, dance, and play. No one over six is allowed in Crete, for it's been said, and I've been told, that after six, you're just too old. And from Crete, you must stay, far, far, far away. On the day six you meet, you must do a task for Crete. Little one turned six today, and he must fight or die in trade. Little one stood 9 hands high, in your measure 3'5". There he stood proud and tall, waiting for Crete to call. In the arena, bold and black, stood the brave and mighty Elcat. There he stood, 5'10", from the bottom of his hoof to the hair of his chin. Little one walked out from behind the stand, dressed in gold and laced in tan. Elcat charged from left and right. Little one was not an easy fight. Little one stood stern with his cape, making very narrow escapes. Elcat did not wait to recover. He drove in for another and another. Again and again, Elcat ran, Little one moving as fast as he can. Through the dust that could be seen, the red cape and Little one's golden sheen. The dust settled, and everyone saw that the red cape was no more. There the Elcat, strong and brave, lay cold and still. He could not be saved. Did the little one die? Is the great little one dead? Where has he gone with the cape of red? 2 months later, I returned to Crete. All were silent. No one would speak. But rumor has it, and it's been said, that little one is alive and not dead. The law of Crete is as clear as gold. If you're over six, you're just too old. And from Crete you must stay away, at least forever and a day.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed what you heard and will give me the opportunity of appearing for you.
Side one of Bedlam by the Crazy People, released in 1968 on the Condor Music International record label, 7498 Edmund Street, Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Right now, here's Joey and his ventriloquist record, part two.
Joey, now it's time to tell Bible story.
Oh, I like Bible stories.
Well, this is a very good one, and it's a story about a man who was a tax collector.
What is a tax collector?
Well, you should know what a tax collector is because we just paid our taxes.
Oh, yeah, one of those guys.
Now, this is their job and their duty. And this man, he collected taxes, but you know what? He was a dishonest tax collector.
Now, what do you mean a dishonest tax collector?
Well, you see, he would collect $10 from a family, and he would put $5 in his pocket, and he'd give $5 to the government.
Oh, no, that's stealing. He was a bad guy.
Yes, and he thought he was very clever, too. And he went on like this many, many years, and he stole from the people.
Well, I think that's terrible. I thought you said this was going to be a good story.
Well, it is a good story. Now, you listen. One day, as he was sitting in his office, and he was counting up the money that he'd gotten from the poor families, he heard that there was a man walking by, and his name was Jesus.
Oh, you mean Jesus walks by the tax collectors?
That's right. Jesus was walking right by the tax collector. And this man wanted to see Jesus because he'd heard so much about him.
What do you mean he heard so much about him?
Well, you see, Jesus was healing many people that were sick.
Oh, my goodness, I bet they thought that was wonderful.
Yes, they did. Many people were sick and blind and lame, and Jesus came by and he healed them.
Oh, no wonder the tax collector wanted to see him. I'd like to see him, too.
Well, that's right. So, you know, this tax collector got up from his desk and he went out, and there was a huge, huge crowd. And this tax collector couldn't see.
What's the matter? Why couldn't he see? Was he blind?
No, he wasn't blind. But he was a very, very short fellow.
Boy, I know just how he feels because I'm short myself. Was he as short as I am?
No, he wasn't quite as short as you, but he was very short. Well, he got an idea.
What was his idea?
Well, you know, he really wanted to see Jesus, so he decided, I'll climb up a tree.
Climb up a tree? You mean a grown man climb up a tree?
That's right. He was desperate. He wanted to see this man called Jesus. So he climbed up the tree.
Well, what happened then?
All of a sudden, Jesus walked by the tree, and he looked up, and he saw this tax collector sitting in the tree.
Well, no wonder I did. He looked pretty dumb sitting up there.
Well, I guess maybe that's why, but I don't think that's why Jesus looked up. He looked up because he was concerned about this man.
Well, I'll tell you, if I was sitting in a tree, I'd get people to look at me, too.
Well, anyway, Jesus did look up in the tree. You know what he did?
What did he do?
He said, Zacchaeus, I want you to come down from there.
You mean Jesus knew his name? They never met before.
I know they never met before, but Jesus knew his name. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree.
Uh-oh, Zacchaeus is in trouble now.
No, he's not in trouble, because Jesus said, come down. I want to go to your house for some dinner.
Oh, boy, what did Zacchaeus do?
Well, he was very honored that this man, Jesus, would come to his house. And Zacchaeus climbed down the tree, and he took Jesus to his house, and he very earnestly listened to what Jesus had to say.
Now, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, Jesus, you know, he's a nice boy, and he's doing all these good things.
That's right.
And Zacchaeus, he's a bad, bad guy. He steals and everything else. Now, what's going to happen here?
Well, Joey, you know what happened next?
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Jesus said to Zacchaeus, you need to repent, and you need to give back those people whom you stole from.
You mean that Jesus told Zacchaeus that?
Yes, he did. What happened to Zacchaeus?
Well, he was very surprised that someone would tell him about his stealing. Not only was he surprised, but it made him feel terrible for the things that he had done.
Boy, it would make me feel terrible too.
That's right. And Zacchaeus did repent, Joey. And Jesus was Zacchaeus' very best friend.
Well, did Zacchaeus give back that money?
Yes, he did. He gave back the money to the people, and he told them that he was very sorry. Isn't that a wonderful story?
Oh, yes, it is.
And we, as boys and girls, should always keep Jesus as our friend and do things to please him.
Oh, I think that's really good. I'm glad that story was a happy ending.
I am too, Joey. To a lot of countries. Can you remember all the places we've been to?
Oh, yes, I can.
Well, where have we been now? Let's see. We went to New Zealand, Australia, we went to Singapore, and the Philippines, and Indonesia, and the Fiji Islands, and of course, we've been all over America, and we've had a most exciting time, haven't we, Joey?
Oh, yes, sirree.
We've traveled many thousands of miles.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles.
And didn't you like all the countries?
I liked every single country.
That's right. And could you pick out a favorite one?
No, I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I like them all.
Well, isn't that something? You liked every single country. Well, we had many experiences, and New Zealand was a most beautiful country, beautiful green country. And in Australia, what did you see in Australia that was so exciting?
Oh, boy, I saw the most exciting sights in my life.
And what was that?
The kangaroos jumping all over the place.
The kangaroos jumping all over the place. That's right. And those kangaroos were very exciting. Were they jumping down Main Street?
Oh, of course not. They weren't jumping down Main Street.
Oh, that's right. You know, that's what a lot of people think. They think the kangaroos jump down Main Street. But they're in the parks and in the zoos and out in the country. We saw some kangaroos while we were traveling out in the country, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did. Boy, I like to watch those kangaroos hop, hop, hop.
Yes, they hop, hop, hop. That's right. And then in Singapore, very nice Chinese people there that we spoke with and told about Jesus. That was a lovely time. And wasn't their music beautiful?
Oh, yes, I like that Chinese music, really.
That's good. I like that, too. And then the Philippines. Wasn't the Philippines exciting?
Oh, yeah, I like the food they got.
You like the food they got?
Yeah, real hot food.
Yeah, real hot food. Well, I think that even in Singapore and even Indonesia. Indonesia was a beautiful place.
Oh, I liked Indonesia really well.
That's good. And you know, in Indonesia and in Singapore and the Philippines and the Fiji Islands, they spoke a different language than we did. And didn't we have a time sometimes trying to tell them what we wanted?
Boy, that was really strange.
Yes, it was. We'd say, I'd like a glass of water. And they'd bring us a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that was terrible. I just couldn't tell them what I wanted.
I know. And we had to use interpreters.
Yeah, I call them interrupters.
Interrupters? No, they weren't interrupting you. They were telling what you were trying to say. Well, did you learn to speak any of the languages overseas?
Oh, yes, I did. I learned to speak Indonesian.
Indonesian? Well, how about that? You know, one thing I was going to say about traveling. Did we meet anybody that was going to be real mean to us?
Oh, no, sir. Everybody was so very nice to us.
Isn't that wonderful? And why do you think they were nice?
Well, because we smiled all the time.
That's right. We smiled all the time, and we were friendly. We saw some Americans go over there, and they had frowns on their faces, and the people just didn't know what to think. They were kind of scared. But when we went over there, and we just kept smiling and telling them about Jesus, they liked us very much and were very good to us. All right, back to this idea of you speaking the language. Now, what do you mean you can speak the language?
Well, I can sing a song in Indonesian.
You can sing a song in Indonesian. Well, what does the song say?
It says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, that's good. And you sang that to the Indonesians?
Well, yes, I did.
And what did they think about you singing in their language?
Oh, they
funny. I bet they did. They thought it was funny when Joey sang in their language. But at the same time, they liked it.
Oh, yes, they did. They sure did.
All right, how about you singing then? And the song is Tuhan Jesus Tidak Beroba. Did I say that right, Joey?
Oh, you said it pretty good. Then I can do better than that.
Oh, you can do better. All right, you go ahead then.
Tuhan Jesus Tidak Beroba. Tidak Beroba. Tidak Beroba. Tuhan Jesus Tidak Beroba. Tidak Beroba. Say London, London, you.
Joey, I'm sure all your friends in Indonesia will like that.
Joey, how come you look so sad?
Well, I got sucked in the nose today.
You got sucked in the nose?
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me quickly, what happened?
Well, I kissed a girl.
Oh, I can see it all now. You walked up and you kissed this girl, and she turned around and sucked you in the nose.
No, that's not right. Her brother sucked me in the nose.
Her brother sucked you in the nose?
Yeah, he didn't like me kissing his sister.
Well, that serves you right. You've all the time going around trying to flirt with the girls. I don't suppose you did what the Bible tells you to do, Joey.
What's that?
Well, the Bible says if somebody smites you on the right cheek, that you should turn around and let them smite you on the other cheek.
Yes, sir, that's exactly what I did.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, Joey, I'm so proud of you, and I know that all the boys and girls are really proud of you, too, that you're starting to do what the Bible tells you to do.
Yes, sir, and then you know what I did?
What did you do next?
I threw a cream cake in his face.
Threw a cream cake in his face?
Yes, sirree.
Well, Joey, why did you throw a cream cake in his face?
Well, the Bible doesn't say you can't do that.
Joey, now that is not what the Bible means. Just because the Bible doesn't tell you what to do after you've turned the other cheek, it doesn't say you can turn around and pay the person back by throwing something after them or hurting them. But Joey, you know what the Bible really is trying to bring out? That you should love everybody.
Oh, I do. I love the girls.
Yes, I know you do.
I love the boys, too.
But remember, Jesus said that by this will all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one towards another.
Oh, dear. Well, okay. I'm sorry. And then that, I won't do that again.
Now, I'm not finished, Joey, because that means that we've got to love everybody. We've got to love everybody, Joey.
Okay, I will, I promise.
All right, now, Joey, let's sing a trio together.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, wait a minute, now wait a minute. You mean a trio?
That's right.
You mean Phyllis and me and you all three sing a trio?
Well, I thought maybe Phyllis could sing a line and you could sing a line and then I'd sing a line.
Oh, that's a lot better. I didn't think she was that good.
Well, it doesn't matter now. Let's get ready and sing a song about If You Believe.
I believe.
Okay, Joey, let's let Phyllis start it out.
I read about how Paul and Silas were in jail and no one there. Nobody there would go their bail, and so they prayed. They knew that God was on their side. The jailhouse doors swung open wide.
If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or a care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray, believe. You must believe.
When
not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray, believe. You must believe, my friend Joey. When David stood before Goliath with his sling, Goliath laughed. Joey, Joey. Now, the Bible doesn't say that Joey laughed. It says Goliath laughed.
Oh, my. I got excited there.
Yes. Well, try and control yourself. Remember, this is my part of the song now.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. When David stood before Goliath with his sling, Goliath laughed.
Oh, dear, I got carried away again.
You did it again. Now, please try and control yourself, Joey. Huh?
Okay, I'm sorry. I will not do it again.
Okay. Is that a promise?
That's a promise.
Okay, here we go. When David stood before Goliath with his sling, Goliath laughed at such a puny little thing. But David knew his faith in God would stand the test. He flung the rod. God did the rest. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or a care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray, believe. You must believe.
We're all done, Joey.
Oh, okay.
Joey, it's now time to say goodbye to all the boys and girls, so I want you to say goodbye to them personally.
Okay, I'll do that. Goodbye, girls. See you later.
Now, Joey, you forgot something.
Did I really?
Yes, you did. Now, you didn't say goodbye to the boys.
Oh, so I didn't.
Now, I want you to say goodbye to the girls and the boys.
Okay. Goodbye, girls, and goodbye, boys, and goodbye, everybody!
Here's Joey with Phyllis Bernard, possibly, but not necessarily, the world's only Christian ventriloquist record. And right now, another song by the Crazy People.
Here's the hottest hit song in all the universe. Coming to you from satellite ZX-12. Done by the First Interplanetary Space Society Bond.
Lunch, yes, nothing, I feel great, I tell you, I'm fine, I gotta go now, I'll call you later, okay, bye, so long, yeah, okay, yeah, bye.